I'm Rick Moore with MSO News Sports, and really happy now to be meeting via the phone Leo Scheidler, who is the boys lacrosse coach at Peabody High School. And, Coach, welcome to MSO.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Coach, give me a little background on how you got to Peabody High School, where you are, maybe you know, where you went to school and that kind of stuff before we talk about this year's team.
So, yeah, I actually played under Coach Holden here, graduated in 2005 from Peabody, went to play for Coach Fink at Moniteur, and took a job as a teacher 4 years ago. In my second year, the job opened up. I said, I gotta have it.
Where are you teaching, Coach?
What's that?
Where are you teaching?
I'm teaching at Peabody High School.
What do you teach? I used to teach at Gloucester High School. I was a math teacher.
Oh, yeah, I teach math. I teach mostly algebra, too.
Fantastic. All right, so we got that in common. That's good. That's good. Yeah, a long time there. Well, you know, I do want to talk about last year into this year when I talked to coaches for the first time, and I know it's past mid-season already, but tell me a little bit about how you dealt with your seniors last year when this whole thing was canceled, and then we'll get into, you know, taking your freshmen and sophomores into their varsity seasons now. But what about last year, Coach? How did you end up with those kids?
Yeah, it's we talked frequently, obviously, with the season being canceled. I think it was like 2 or 3 days before we were supposed to start tryouts. I just tried to stay in touch with them, you know, make sure they didn't need anything, kind of keep them in the loop as far as what the MIAA was doing. I mean, I feel for those kids. We're still in contact with a lot of them. Some of them still come back, help out at practice. But, yeah, I felt terrible for those kids. They got a raw deal. They certainly deserve to finish off their careers the right way, and for whatever reason, you know, life had other plans.
And you know, I know in the off excuse me, in the off season there are indoor sessions where you can you know, hone your skills, but I'm not sure that happened this past year. So how did you transition what were your freshmen and sophomores into now juniors and seniors in preseason?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, when we first got out there, it was very, very sloppy. We focused, you know, the whole trial period in the first week leading up to that first game. It was all basic skills, just making sure the guys that were coming up knew the game, knew what was expected of them, could, you know, pass and catch, which, again, in our game is, not to simplify too much, but is really the most important part. So, yeah, we just focused on that. We, you know, kind of talked to them and let them know what was going to be expected. I mean, a lot of these freshmen are now starting. They go from, you know, getting very little time, if any time at all, to, you know, playing 30 minutes a game here. So, yeah, we just tried to talk them through it and focus on the basics and simplify it a bit for them.
You guys started out strong, hit a little bit of a bump in the road here, it looks like, recently. So tell me a little bit about how the season has gone and maybe how the kids have progressed in terms of learning. I mean, as you say, you got to go from fundamentals, but then you got to get to your program. So how's that gone?
It's you're right. We hit that bump. Again, most of these kids, Peabody's been kind of down for many years. So a lot of these kids have never played in a big game, a game that meant a lot. So when Marblehead came in here, you know, right off the bat, you could see, you know, it's like deer in the headlights for a lot of the kids. You know, there's a lot of people here, a lot of cheering from both sides, and you've got a program like Marblehead that just came in here and just did what they always do. They were solid, and so, and then Danvers, I just chalked that up to we were just sloppy in Danvers.
Sometimes, Coach, you know, you talk about the kids who are fairly inexperienced, and even though you've played a number of games, sometimes the speed of the game surprises them when a team comes in that has been together for a while or whatever. And I'm wondering if that was the case with Marblehead, because, you know, you work on things and you're not quite there, even though, you've got a good record. But, was the speed of the game a little bit more for them, and they realized, okay, we gotta get a step quicker and a step faster?
Yeah, I think that was part of it. I think Marblehead got up early on us and, you know, it's tough for especially some of these younger guys to realize that, you know, we can only get one goal back in time.
Yeah.
So we had guys, you know, trying to get 3 or 4 goals back at a time, and that never works. So, again, I just chalk it up to the moment, and I expect a much different result come June 12th when we head there.
All right. Well, you had a different result on Tuesday. Tell me a little bit about that game.
Yeah, we tried some different combinations. Some guys stepped up. The scoring was super bad. I think we had seven different goal scorers for 11 goals, something like that, mm-hmm. If I'm remembering the statistics correctly. So, I just chalk it up to the guys responding. They realized that we didn't bring our A game on Thursday, and we had a long conversation after that game, and then another conversation on Sunday just about what it is we have to do now. And, we had some older and some younger guys step up for us big time.
Well, it's good to have that rebound after two in a row, and as you say, after being sloppy. So great win. And maybe you could mention a couple of the kids who have become leaders on this team.
Sure. I mean, our captains, Drew Lucas, Keenan Madden, Jack Holden, who's out injured right now, and we just named Luke Buckley a captain as well. They're all seniors. I can't say enough about those guys, especially coming into this year, coming off of such a weird year last year. But then you got some older guys on our captains, like Matt Purcell, Anthony Bettencourt, really stepped up this year on the mm-hmm. offensive side of the ball. And then defensively, we've got guys like Trot Smith. He's a sophomore. He's never played a game in high school before, and he just started his first game yesterday. And, he's very excited to kind of contribute to the team. And then, obviously, the guy between the pipes, Derek Patarelli, junior, he's just a wall and a rock for our defense back there.
God, you mentioned another Bettencourt, and I'm just wondering how many Bettencourts are in Peabody and Salem and Danvers.
It's insane.
I know. They just keep starring and everything.
There's two of them on the roster, too, now.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
His younger brother, he just got in.
Oh, I know, and there's one playing softball, and oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Coach, you mentioned defense, and I'm looking at the scores, and, except for the games that you lose, it looks like a real emphasis on defense and a good close match with Masco. So is defense, silly question, but one of your priorities or one of your strengths?
Absolutely. Coach Mulvey's our defensive coordinator. He's done a fantastic job getting those guys ready. We've got two long poles that start back there that before this season had never picked up a long pole before.
Wow.
So when we looked at our roster after the trial period, we realized that we really needed to focus on that side of the ball. And again, I'll keep saying it, having a guy like Drew back there, he's basically a coach on the field. He just makes it that much easier.
Excellent.
Him and Derek, I should say Derek as well. Derek's done a great job getting those guys ready.
All right. And coming up, what do you have now? Winthrop on Thursday?
We got Winthrop Thursday. Yep.
All right. And okay. Final question, I think, in this particular talk with you, with the field opening up, not the field, but the world opening up, has there been a little bit of difference in I don't know, attitude or relief or whatever with the kids getting rid of those dadgum masks and just now you can just concentrate on lacrosse?
Yeah, no, I'll tell you, it's almost too much in the other direction. We've had to kind of rein them in a little bit. To keep them focused, especially mm-hmm. our seniors just got out last Friday.
So
all of this is all kind of happening all at the same time. So yeah, the guys are super excited. It's good to see, especially after last year. But if I had to say anything, it's been tough to rein them in.
Okay. Well, they've had a lot of discipline since last spring. So
exactly.
I can understand that. Yeah, I know. And finally, having eyes in the building, Coach, how important is that?
It's huge. Being able to keep an eye on their grades and kind of where their head's at throughout the day is huge. These guys know they can come in and check in with me. I got the old man, my father on the staff as well. He teaches here as well, so they always know they can go check in with him if they need anything. So when we took over, it was a huge emphasis on grades and stuff like that, and the kids are starting to realize it now, and it's just huge being able to have a classroom where these guys can come and get that added support.
Excellent. All right, that's Peabody Boys Lacrosse Coach Leo Scheidler. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.